Hello everyone and welcome to Sober Gay Podcast, the podcast that gives you a front row seat to inspiring stories of people who have found freedom and joy in living an alcohol-free life. Hosted by myself, join us each week as we have fun and engaging conversations with everyday people about their journey to sobriety. From the challenges to the triumphs, come get inspired and learn about the amazing lives of those living a sober life. I really hope you enjoy listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to this episode. Thank you. Guys, I need to do this more often. I am absolutely loving it. Like, I'm just sat on my bed with my mic, and I've listened to a little bit of... I did a little bit of a recording just before recording to see how the mic was doing, and I've not used a mic in so long, and I've not done a solo episode for ages, and I just thought, why the hell not I do a solo app? Just because it's Pride Month, I feel like a lot has gone on this month, and I'm just going to do it from my bed and just chat and let you know what I've been up to, how has my, like, sober summer been going, and for anyone else who's out there that's kind of, like, listening and wants to experience a sober summer or want to have a break from drinking and drugs and, you know, the kind of chaotic era that I used to have and kind of the chaotic life, I mean, not era. I wouldn't say it was a chaotic life. I'm just going to go straight into it. It was just moments in my life that, like, sometimes I would go a bit too far. And I am just enjoying the summers now where I'm just fully present, sober, and just, like, I don't know, I just kind of, when I feel like I'm going off on tangents already, but I feel like the content that I share, like, on my TikTok and on this podcast is all because I just want to, like, raise awareness is to, like, people to kind of make people aware that, like, you can have a life and still go to prides and festivals and live your best sober life, and you don't have to be, like, fucked up, and you don't have to drink if you don't want to, and, like, it's okay to have breaks from drinking and doing drugs. Anyway, I feel like I'm going off on a tangent. There's not much of a pattern going on in this sober episode, but it is really just me chatting away on this episode. So if this is not your kind of vibe, then that's fine. But this is what I'm doing today and just chatting with you guys. So I want to talk a little bit about the beginning of the month, and let's go back to Matty Hoopla. And to me, so I've done Matty Hoopla when I was drinking, so I've done it, like, a few years ago when I was drinking and doing other stuff, you know, and I've done it twice now when I've been sober. And, like, some people may not believe this, but, like, the feeling that I get after, especially when I went this year, I had so much energy. So if anyone, I'm going to pause a little bit. For anyone who doesn't know what Mighty Hoopla is, it's like a day festival. It's the start of Pride Month. It's basically a field full of gays, theys, lesbians, queer, like, everybody. Like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Mighty Hoopla. I literally went this year and I was like, I can't just do one day next year. I have to do 2 days. Like, no, it's not happening. I need to do 2 days. So basically, when Sunday night finished, we left one of the dance tents, and I was literally just like, if I wasn't wearing my docks, I could carry on. I could carry on, and I could go to bloody Two Brewers and just carry on the party. And bearing in mind, I had not been drinking and not taking drugs all day. So I was completely sober. And I just thought, like, what the hell? Like, I am so proud of myself that I'm in a position now where I'm so, like, don't get me wrong, there's moments when I do when I do go out sometimes and I do feel a bit overwhelmed, or I'm just like, oh shit, I feel a bit like, you know, like you do have those like little moments where I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm being like left out, or like you just like make those scenarios in your head, but you don't feel left out. It's just those, sometimes those moments do pop up and I'm like, oh, imagine if I did have that one drink. But that feeling, it doesn't really pop up as much anymore. That feeling definitely like has less control in my head, that as much as the years go on, if that makes sense. Like, even though I'm nearly 2 years sober now, so I'm still kind of like, I would say I'm still like new to this sobriety, but I definitely feel like it's something that like gets easier with time, that mindset. So anyway, Mighty Hoopla was a hoot. Like, it was an absolute hoot, and I'm just like, moments like that at the end of a festival when I feel like I have so much energy is moments where I'm like, whoa, I actually can just like live a best life and not having to like rely on like substances. It's crazy. But thoroughly enjoyed myself there. It was great. And to be honest, June was a very fun month for me, to be honest. Like, I went straight from my Hoopla, went on holiday, went to Mallorca. I've done a couple of holidays now where I've not drank. And really, they're just relaxing. Like, they're so relaxing. They used to be... me and my fiancé went a few years ago. Was it maybe, like, 3-4 years ago? We did go to... Mykonos, and girl, that was party central. Like, honestly, we were probably sleeping all morning because we'd gone out all night. It was fun, but when I'm looking back at it, it was quite chaotic, I'm not gonna lie. And I don't know, these holidays that I've had recently that I've gone and just been completely sober, and, you know, like, you can have... Some people are fine with just, like, having drinks on holiday and things like that, but, like, for me, I feel like I could do that. I definitely could, because I've said it before, like, either on my podcast or on TikTok or whatever, that I was never a drinker where, like, I didn't know when to stop. That my problem was just, like, sometimes that drinking was a gateway to drugs, and that would just lead me with, like, poor decisions, and I just didn't enjoy that. So then that's why I'm thinking, like, oh, if I did want a drink on holiday, I could probably have one. But then I'm just enjoying my life so much more now that I don't drink. I don't need to do that those times, if that makes sense. Like, I don't miss drinking enough for me to even have it, like, once or twice. And at the beginning, I very much did miss it. Like, I feel like the first 3 months of something is so much harder. Well, it was for me anyway, in terms of, like, stopping drinking. Because you just do, like, the first of everything, don't you? But no, where was I going with that? Yeah, I just feel like sober holidays for me are so a really, like, precious, and I'm just, like, obsessed with them. I fully feel like R&R, you know, like, proper chilled out, and, like, after the week I'm like, whoa, she's relaxed. And I don't think I felt relaxed when I went on that Mykonos holiday. Bearing in mind, it was so fucking expensive as well. Like, what the hell? When you add, like, taxis and drink on top of it, everything, it's like, girl, it gets expensive. So, yeah, when you do go sober, your holidays are cheaper because you drink less, unless you go to, like, an all-inclusive or whatever. But, yeah, that's that. So... yeah, so that's happened in June, and then what happened yesterday was London Pride, which is always great. I'm not gonna lie, it's not my favourite Pride, Like, I do prefer Brighton Pride, which I'm going to in the end, at the start of August. And actually, I'm so excited for that, because there is going to be, I think there's a group in Brighton, and they've set up, well, they were on the podcast, but they've basically set up, there's going to be like a sober tent there, which is amazing, and so excited for that, because like being in a space and being in a tent full of people that are like living their best lives sober, it's gonna be exciting. I can't wait for it. But what was I saying about that? Yeah, I was saying about Brighton Pride and how I'm excited for that. So Brighton Pride, very looking forward to that. But yesterday went to London Pride, and it was good. Like, I went at 4 o'clock. We went to Club Soda, which is an alcohol-free bar in Covent Garden, near Covent Garden. I think it's on Drury Lane. So if anyone is in London, go check it out, because they literally have basically any alcohol-free drinks that you need. Like, they are fully stocked up, and they're so, so nice in there. So I went there with a friend. An alcohol-free, like a rosé, sparkling rosé, like a sparkling prosecco. A sparkling rosé, an alcohol-free sparkling rosé. That's one. And it was good. I liked it. And we just had that, sat outside. It was delish. Before heading to Soho. Let me tell you about Soho. When you're a sober girly, I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but it's quite overwhelming, big crowds. I find big crowds quite intimidating sometimes, especially when it's like a lot's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like I have to, like, I'm like that at festival. I was like that at Mighty Hoopla as well. Like, I don't really like going into the mega crowds. You know, when you like see someone on stage, but then the crowd is like, I would not want to be like at the front. So we went, and it was a bit too busy for me. So we stayed there for a bit, but then like the boys that we were with, they were like, oh, should we like mooch around? So that's what we did. We mooched around for a bit, and I loved that bit, mooching around. Like, Pride is literally like, if you love people watching, it's just the best, because it's like so many different kinds of people with different outfits, and I just could like look at people all day in their outfits. I love it. So then what did we do then? And then we stopped for a bit, did a bit of dancing, and it was time for me to have crisps. Like, you know me, if you watch my videos, like, I need like crisps break. Like, when you don't drink, like, you need that energy, and I needed time to like go and get myself a bit of a drink, because I was like, I would flag otherwise. But I did go to Tesco's, got myself some crisps and some jelly babies just to keep me going for a bit. And about half an hour later, it was 8 o'clock, and I was like ready to go home. So I was like, I did 4 hours. I was proud of that. I did 4 hours. And then came home, watched some bit of TikTok, and then went to bed at like 11. So for me, that was a very good, successful Pride. Like, it was lovely. I wasn't out for too long, but like, I don't know if anyone else is out there that like doesn't drink anymore. I feel like you have this sense of like, when you're done, and you know when you need to go home. But yeah. But I feel like this recording was just a little bit of a catch-up, really. Just because, like, I've not really sat with my mic with you guys for a very long time. And I just wanted to get it out and just chat to you and just have a bit of a catch-up, really. So if you do enjoy these episodes, then let me know, because I actually just love like sitting on my bed and just like chatting to you. And if you've got any like topics that you'd like me to speak about, or just I don't know. Send me some questions if you want. If you want to message me on Instagram, that's at the sober gay underscore. Not on Instagram, on TikTok. I mean, you know, I'll tag it in the description anyway, so you can find me there. But yeah, maybe we can talk about, like, I don't know, the things that I've loved about sobriety. I could talk about not sobriety if we don't have to talk about sobriety. We could talk about anything. We can talk about absolutely anything. But I will be still having guests on the pod. I just wanted to do a solo one this week, just to, like, recap on the past month, because it's been great. It's been a lot has happened. A lot of situations where I could be tempted by alcohol and drugs, but obviously have not done those things. And I just wanted to kind of let you know that, like, even if you're going into a situation where you're going to be surrounded by alcohol and drugs, that it's possible to just still have a great time and just have your boundaries and you do you, if that makes sense. But if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it, give it some love, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, and I will be back next week with another episode. So yeah, goodbye for now, and have a lovely rest of your day. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me online, I am on Instagram at Sober Gay Podcast. I am also on TikTok under at the Sober Gay underscore. I'll see you next week.